All right, we're back. We got a lot of stuff to talk about on this Monday morning. Pretty good, solid weather. But yeah, we got a few things to talk about. Golf. Played in a scramble tournament. Mostly for fun, but it was actually a really cool tournament, and I enjoy it. First time I played it was last year. And it's actually a really cool tournament, and like, it's worth your money for sure. I mean, for $40, you get to play in a scramble tournament. So obviously, if you win, you get trophies. We didn't win. We were about middle of the pack though, and I would say that's pretty good. I mean, for our team, like, yeah, I think that was real solid. And we actually had chances on about every hole. Most every hole we had a birdie chance. They were just longer birdie chances. So on about every hole we had a birdie chance, and then they were just longer birdie chances. We would have never got to the lowest score, which I think was like a 56 or something. But we were definitely respectable. And we also got sports to talk about. And then we got... Dang, I had one more thing that was on top of my head. My resale stuff and how eBay's going and how that's all going down. And it's going pretty solid. So... With all that said, here's what it is. So here's about the golf game. Now, it's feeling pretty good. The only thing it seems to happen is if I start getting later in the round, I get a little bit tired. I kind of start forgetting the fundamentals just a little bit on my iron swing. Now, because I hit my irons well for the first half. And then... I kind of got a little fundamentally struggling. I started to fundamentally struggle a little bit. Like, it was kind of hit or miss on my swings. But that's kind of what it was. It was kind of like some few fundamental things. And it wasn't too bad, really. Like, I think I hit a good iron shot on... We started on hole 16 at Clear Creek. So, 16, I hit a pretty good iron shot. We had we used... I don't know where my driver went, but we used my chip on that one, or my iron shot or wedge on that one. We used my driver and iron on the next hole. And then we were on 18. 18, I come up just a little short with 9 iron. It wasn't a clean 9 iron, but it was enough of the ball that it got pretty far. So I will take that. I don't count that as a mishit. Or like a complete mishit. And then we got back to one. And we used I was thinking we used my wedge on that one. It still wasn't very close. We had to putt pretty good distance away. Number two, we used my wedge, but I did spray it right just a little bit. And so we had a chip on that one. That was one of the only places we didn't have a birdie putt. The third hole, we didn't use my chip. That's where I got a little bit wild with it. Like, I got a little chunky, a little deep in there. Wasn't great. Then Number four, I mashed a 7-wood. I mashed a 7-wood that was about 10 high by the time it got done rolling. So we were still a little bit off the green. We chipped. We did get up and down for that one. I don't know if that was probably not our first birdie of the day, but that was just a birdie that we got. The fifth hole. So the fourth hole, we used my 7-wood, and then we just chipped. The fifth hole, trying to think. Yeah, the fifth hole, we didn't use my drive, but I smashed it. Like, it was dead straight. Yeah, it was one of my better drives on that hole. Like, it went a long way. And then, so yeah, that's the fifth hole. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think my iron fucked up there. I think I hit it to the right. I think I sculled it off. I completely mishit it, if I remember correctly, to the right on the fifth hole. That's kind of when the wheels fell off, I think, on the irons, maybe. Or they kind of were off and on. Because, like, the third, I chunked it a little bit. But this one, I think I absolutely just missed. I could have chunked it, too. I can't remember. But it was not a good iron. Yeah, it was bad. I can't remember. It was bad. But then on six, I kind of thinned a 9-iron. So it kind of rolled out to the left. So we didn't take mine, obviously. Seven, I hit a very pure 3-wood. But I yanked over on my 3-wood just a little bit, went in the junk. But I will take the swing. We used a red tee on that one, so we really didn't even have to use an iron. We just chipped. Number eight, I thinned it a little bit. Still a pretty good swing. A little bit left, but it was just long. It was super long. Number nine, I had a really good 3-wood. Distance wise, it was good. Center. Trying to think of what we did. I hit a... I don't know. I think I hit a 3-wood, but pulled it. And then 10, I hit a 3-wood and pulled it for the first shot. My second shot was pretty good. I got a short green. On 11, I hit the furthest drive. Like for our team, put it on the put it right in front of the green. Had a really good chip up, it was basically a 56 wedge shot. Number 12, I hit a good. Can't remember. I think I hit a good drive on 12. And I think I hit a pretty good iron shot. It just pulled a little left. 18 or 13, I hit a pretty good iron shot. So really, I didn't hit too many terrible iron shots. 14, I hit an iron shot that went right. But yeah, I was probably aiming there because left is dead. And then 15, I kind of fell apart. And then when I got done, I went ahead and played 18 more after. They had, like, giveaways and stuff, though. Like, for $40, you're paying for giveaways. Like, they give you stuff at the start of the thing. As in, like, they give you, like, golf balls and snacks and stuff to keep you. I don't know. Whatever. But they give you, a lunchbox full of stuff. Then after you're done, you go back and they give you giveaways. And then you get a picture of your whole team. Like, for $40, a round of golf and all that stuff, it's well worth it. Like, there's no doubt about it. Like, it's awesome. It's one of the coolest tournaments. So, I went ahead and played 18 right after I did all, you know, got our giveaway and stuff like that. And I played pretty well. Like, my irons were off a little bit. I did two mulligans and I think I shot an 80. My irons for the most part were decent, but they could have definitely been better. Like, I wasn't finishing the swing as much, and I don't know if it's where I was getting tired. It was like by the second nine, the front nine wasn't too bad. By the time I got to the second nine, though, I could feel it. I was just losing the swing. Like, the irons, like, because I shot good in the, like, the first nine was really good. The second nine, I kind of struggled a little bit. Like, I shot a really good score. I can't remember what it was, but a really good score on the front nine. Not under, but, like, really close to under. And then by the back nine, I guess, I don't know if I got tired and lazy with my swing. I just couldn't find it. It was like I was losing a little bit of swing. So, and I played really fast, though. I played an hour and 15 minute front nine because nobody else was on there. Because like, the place still had it booked. But they let me go ahead and go on because nobody was playing anymore. So, overall, just a pretty sweet experience. We finished about middle of the pack, and I think I talked about this one last year, but it was a fun tournament. Hopefully be doing it again come September if I'm still kicking and able and everything's going well. But sports world, let's get into the sports world talk, because it's important. It's important to get into this talk. I think every game is done now, so I'm pretty sure it's going to be... So, it's going to be Celtics, Heat. Crazy. Kind of crazy that the Bucks got upset by the Celtics. KD's good. This one guy, he goes on a spill about him being top five. He's top five and dumb. Like, he's not dumb, but... The thought of him, like, Jason Tatum being a top five player is one of the craziest things I've heard in my entire life. Can he get there? Maybe. Is he right now? No. He's so inefficient. And, I mean, you bring up stats, but, like, dude, I could bring up stats about LeBron being the greatest, and then y'all get mad. So, come on now. It's crazy. He's not a top five player. Solid player, probably top 10 for sure. I would say top 10 for sure. Good player, like I said. Jaylen Brown, I really like. But I like that Celtics team. It almost looks like that Celtics team. It looks like it's the Celtics year, really, though. I mean, if you look at it, the Heat should be pretty tough, but... Man, they beat the Bucks and that in game seven. I thought for sure the Bucks were gonna be fine. But this is how hard it is to go to like back to back championships and stuff. Like, Giannis is like the greatest player right now, I would say. Like, you've gotta put him at your top. Like, people are trying to argue that. But he has to be up there because the MVPs, the finals MVPs, the championship. Like, all that stuff in the last few years, like, he has to be in that conversation as the best player in the league. And with that said, if he's the best player in the league and he couldn't get back-to-back finals appearance with a pretty good team, like, that's how hard it is. And we, like, LeBron got there and lost sometimes, but he went, like, I think 8 straight years. So that's what's wild, and that's what's crazy about. It's hard to get back-to-back, even with a good team that's favored, like. So, Celtics Heat, that should be a fun one. It just seems like the Celtics should win that one. Then we go over, we got the Warriors, and then we got the Mavs, who absolutely shit on the Suns. It was, you know, I could see the Mavs winning in the series because if you remember, LeBron James took a Cavs team, you know, with a lot of no-name guys or a lot of guys that were just okay players, and took them to the finals. So it's possible. It was definitely possible for the Mavs, you know, to make some upsets, and it's possible for them to get to the finals. And, you know, that part's, you know, undeniable. Like, that's the truth. That is definitely... That's not a big deal. But to go to the Game 7 and the Suns to absolutely, like, suck, and CP3's rep keeps getting this, like, you know, we always talk about CP3 as this dude, and CP3 kind of struggles, man. He struggles in the playoffs, and he did it in this series. I think he had a couple good games to start or something when they went up 2-0, and then he didn't play well. And so that's the thing about CP3, and it didn't change this time. Like, it's the same story. Unfortunately, it's the same story, man. And, like, so we'll see what happens next year and all that stuff. But he got to a finals and he didn't win, and then he just, this was their opportunity, I believe. And he didn't get it done, so. It's kind of the history of CP3, but it's just crazy how bad it was. Like, they got blown out. It was not even close. Like, and I think that's the worst part for the Suns, is they got blown out so bad in a Game 7. Like, I thought they could have lost the series, but getting blown out in a Game 7 like they did, kind of wild, honestly, kind of wild. So that sets up Warriors, Mavs. Should be fun. I think Luka can take it to them. But it should be a really good series, I think. I still think the Warriors probably have the better complete team. I feel like Steph Curry's kind of been under the radar this postseason. Maybe because he might be, he could be underachieving. I haven't really kept up with him. It just seems like it's, we don't talk about him that much. And then I know Klay Thompson's had a few good games, but he's had quite a few bad games mixed in. So that's going to be the thing with this Warriors-Mavs series. What's Curry, what's Thompson look like? If they can produce, if they look pretty good, then they're set. You know, that's fine. They're going to be good. Now, if they're not up to par, then Luka's going to win another one. So, I do think it's going to be Warriors. I think it's going to be Warriors-Celtics. And I do believe it's the Celtics' year this year. But, man, they get to another one, the Warriors and Curry. Like, Curry's resume keeps adding up. I know you want to win these. And, heck, if he gets there and he does win it, Curry's resume is starting to look good on paper. So, I mean, it already looks real good, but it just keeps, you know, it kind of keeps accumulating, I guess. So, that's the finals, or that's my final prediction right now is Warriors-Celtics. And I believe it's going to be the Celtics in 6. We'll see how it goes. Jason Tatum's still not a top 5 player. Let's not get it wrong. He's good. Not a top 5 player. Yeah, the resale business. Real quick. I bought some Pristine Auction stuff. Video's going to be up in a couple days. Love it. I love buying the stuff. It's fun. I got a lot of cool shit this time. Like, stuff I would want to keep if it wasn't part of a resale plan. Like, I had some really cool stuff. I had some shorts, autographed boxing trunks, a street ball, John Daly golf shirt, Hulk Solo soccer autographed. So, pretty cool stuff. And yeah, so I haven't sold anything yet, but I got some pictures up. I got them up there. I haven't started on eBay yet, though. I started out on Facebook just to see if I can get some hits. The only thing about cross-posting is, especially on eBay, is that you have to eventually delete the post. And I'm pretty sure that they probably frown a little bit. They probably frown a little bit on you deleting the post. Because then they know you sold it somewhere else. Because, like, if you put delete, this item isn't available, they'll be like, well, he don't like our platform. So I'm afraid they would, like, blacklist me or get me, like, down the list or something stupid. And so I went ahead and put it on Facebook first, see if I get some bites before I put it on eBay. But it's pretty good, like. It's a pretty good little haul this time. We'll see, though. I paid a little over on some stuff, it looks like, by just looking at it on paper. Now we'll see if it can bring enough to not be considered overpaid, and that'll be great. So we'll see how we do. Like, I'm trying to make it a full year and get everything sold, even if I have to drop the price down. And maybe break even or maybe even lose a couple dollars on one item as long as I made a profit out of that whole set of invoices. And that's kind of where we're at on it is, like, my last one, if I sell all the rest of stuff for $20 a pop, I'm still going to be... I'm still going to have a profit. And so I was trying to, though, keep it still fairly high. You know, get it sold. But if I have to, I'll drop it down. Maybe even bundle a package together for this price. And go ahead and get rid of it. But it's fun. It is really fun to do. Obviously, it's going to be stupid doing taxes and stuff like that. But it's more about... It really is fun to do. It's just... it gives you something to kind of just work on and just kind of... work with and play with in a way and that kind of thing. It just gives you something to kind of do, I would say. And it's also fun to hold them in it. You know, sometimes I do get to keep one thing out of it. This past one I'm not keeping anything out of, but this one, the one before, for the one I'm talking about, I didn't keep anything out of, but this load, I think I'm going to try to keep one. It's either between the Hope Solo or the John Daly autograph. So, way to go, channel. We out.